The Syracuse Police Department is going from 16 to 100 body cameras for its uniformed officers. But as WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, some of the policies related to body cameras remain unclear.
Officer Daniel Flanagan says when he was first hired on a year and a half ago, he anticipated having to wear a body camera.
I guess that's why I would say it'd be beneficial to me, because if someone may not take what my word is as the truth, they may be able to get a different perspective from what my body camera was able to portray.
Detective Mark Russin gave an overview of the program to the public, explaining how the body cameras work, when they will be on, and where the data is stored. But those in the audience questioned when police are exempt from using the cameras, the extent to which footage is retained and redacted, and whether police should view the footage before writing a report. Raynette Relaford, administrator for the Citizen Review Board, which investigates complaints against police, says she will push for access to the footage. Currently, the CRB can only view footage if it was included in a report by the Office of Professional Standards, the police's internal affairs.
It would be beneficial to our investigation at the initial stages and then thereafter when we're having a hearing, and then the hearing panel can review it. But definitely at the initial investigation phase, it's very important.
The department is still developing its policies before they implement the new cameras this summer or fall. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.